following audio file came from newwineonline.com. Here's Pastor Chris Simpson.
Okay, we want to go. This is going to be a short word, Psalm 29, called Given to the Lord. We're going to, as soon as I'm done, I want Beth to come up. We're going to worship. I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to show up and minister in the gifts. You know, how many of y'all know that the Holy Spirit can come in any time when we're together? And a lot of times what happens, you come to church, you feel like, well, you know, it's Sunday or it's Friday or what, a service. And we get into this mindset, just another service. But when you invite God, I believe God, and we need to be expectant that God can come and do anything He wants to do. Amen? And so I want to ask you to be expectant of the visitation of the Holy Spirit. But you're the one that turns the key, and I am. And that's what Psalm 29 says. Look at this. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord and the beauty of Him. Now, what I want to show you about this psalm, it starts with three times He says, you give unto the Lord. Now, keep your finger there and look at the very last verse. Verse 11. What does it say? The Lord will what? The Lord will give. Now, turn back to the first one. Isn't that interesting? That you start by giving, and how does it end? The Lord gives. A lot of us have it backwards. We go say, Lord, I need, give me. You know, we come with all our petitions, and yet I submit there's a principle here. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. You start by giving. It's more blessed to give than to receive, Jesus said. The universe, that's the way the universe is wired. The universe is wired that you take the initiative. Draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. Now, our soul is wired in the other way. We're naturally wired that we want to receive for us. That's, you know, we're born selfish. We want to receive, and we get mad because we're not getting. Understanding that when you're born again, there is something in you that's called the draw nigh to God. And the key to everything in the Christian life is to learn to give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord what? Praise. Give unto Him glory. Give unto Him strength. Faith is what connects this world to that one. There is an unseen world. There's an unseen reality. The Bible says we're seated in the heavenly places. And what connects you? What allows you to dwell in the heavenly places? It's faith. And what is faith? There's a lot of it. Obviously, faith is doing. Faith without works is dead. It's to do. It's risk. It's getting out of yourself. It's to do the hard thing. Without faith, you're stuck and mired in soulless misery. I tell you, the greatest step of faith you can do every day is to praise Jesus when you don't feel like it. It's to give thanks when you don't feel like it. Some of us have quiet times, and we start our quiet times, and we're just sitting there thinking about stuff. You think. I can't imagine. And you're stuck in your thinking. You're stinking thinking. Change I to A. Get out of thinking to thanking. When you give thanks unto the Lord, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, you begin to give thanks. Guess what? Your thinking is less stinking. When you give thanks, then the Holy Spirit comes in your mind, and you begin to think righteous thoughts, the mind of Christ. Suddenly all the misery and the fear and all the worry, all the anxiety, it begins to depart and drain out of your mind, and it's filling up with life because you give unto the Lord. Every quiet time ought to start with praise. Thank you, Lord. I'm talking about that's how God spoke to the fish. God talked to a fish. Have you ever talked to a fish? Some of y'all did. You have a little pet fish? Well, God talked to fish all the time. Jesus told a bunch of fish, hey, swim over to the right side of the boat. Remember? Told another fish one day, Moses said, go eat that coin. I'm going to be needing you down the road. Well, this fish had a guy in its belly. And that guy was going through a miserable time. And when the guy gave thanks, in Jonah 2:8, it says, God spoke to the fish and said, spit him out. And the fish did it. And God will speak to your fish, the thing that's got you entrapped, the thing that's got you encased. And as long as you're whining and misery and blaming, guys, He'll let that fish swallow you, digest you. When you finally have a prayer meeting in the middle of the fish, as Jonah did, and give thanks unto the Lord, a sacrifice of praise, God said, out. And he was, amen. The prodigal had to take the first step. The father began, the Bible says the father ran, but what did the prodigal do? He said, I will go and I will say, and he actually began to move and God ran. You have to take the initiative. I wrote here, usually for most of us, it takes a desperate situation to knock us out of passivity. We're passionate, but we're passive. It takes something desperate to knock us out of passivity. Passivity is the normal state of man. passionate is the normal state of a believer. And yet often we God has to, because we're not passionate by faith, God has to allow circumstances to just knock us out of our passivity to passionate. And I trust me, you don't want to take that route if you can. Your choices to praise and fast and pray must touch your flesh. It's essential, I have here, to develop disciplines of praise and worship. Now look at verse 3. This is amazing. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. I noticed something here, that the first, there are actually seven references to the voice of God in this passage. This is amazing, Psalm. And the first three references to the voice of God describe the voice of God. The next four talk about what it does. The first three says it thunders, it's powerful, and it's full of majesty. Now the next four, verse 5, the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. It shakes the wilderness. It shakes the wilderness of Kadesh, verse 9, the first part. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calf, discovers the forest. In other words, it brings things to birth. So we say that the voice of the Lord is first described as thundering and powerful and full of majesty. Then the next part talks about what it does. It smashes the cedars. It divides the flames of fire. It shakes the wilderness, and it brings things to birth. It's interesting that it all starts by giving to the Lord, and the voice of the Lord is released. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." I believe rhema is nothing more than hearing the voice of the Lord. The rhema is the voice of the Lord, the quickened voice of the Lord. What releases the voice of the Lord? Psalm 29 says, given to the Lord. If your heart is, "Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you. I don't care what I feel. I'm going to give glory to you. I'm going to have a praise break. I'm going to have a worship time." As I'm going to be talking next week into the protocol of entering into his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, into the inner holies of worship and adoration. Guess what? The voice of the Lord is loose. A voice of power and majesty and thundering. And what does it do? Analogously, it breaks the flames of fire. It brings things to birth. It smashes things. This is all about the power of the rhema to break the strongholds of misery and resentment and fear and unbelief, of liberating the captive. Can you hear an amen? That's what this is a picture of in Psalm 29. But what initiates it is the praise and worship. And finally, the glory descends. Here's the glory. Look at this, verse 9, B part. And in his temple, everyone speaks of what? Isn't it interesting that his glory comes? It's in his temple, his presence. What we talked about is praise, glory, and healing. When the glory comes, the glory of God, the power of God, the presence of God comes, it starts by initiating praise. The voice of the Lord comes, sets the captives free. The rhema comes and liberates us, allows us to live in the heavenly realms. Then the glory comes. And everything we're learning from this revival going on is the glory. When the glory comes, the healing and the miracles work. It's so powerful. In fact, you don't have to do anything when the glory is there. Jesus is there. He just, bam, and you're healed. I like that guy's theology. Bam! Verse 10. Now look at this. It's almost like, this reminds me of Psalm 23. Psalm 23 starts out, you know, little lambies flucking, running around, late, nice little water, sitting there as a shepherd with his staff. You know, little lambs are sitting down the grass and the still waters, you know. Then all of a sudden, you know, he lures one of the lambs to that valley of the shadow of death. And most lambs say, "Forget that noise. I like it being out here by the grass and the water." A couple little sheepies go up in the valley of the shadow of death, you know, scared, and get in there, and suddenly the tense changes. Suddenly it's not the Lord third person, is thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, I will fear no evil. Then they come out on the other side of the valley. Man, it's like they're in another valley now that is golden. It's a gold valley with glory and like Shekinah, so otherworldly, because there they're actually eating in the presence of their enemy, and he spread a table before them. They're eating, smacking their lips in the face of wolves. And then they hold up a cup, and it runs over, and the anointing flows on them, and they know that goodness and mercy will follow them. Psalm 23 is a wonderful picture of complacency, going through situations of faith and trust, and coming out in glory, coming out in anointing, coming out in an overcoming resurrection life. Psalm 29 is a similar way. So I said, give it unto the Lord, give it unto the Lord, give it unto the Lord. Turn the ignition. You know, I don't care how fancy a car you have, unless you put a key in and turn it, it ain't going anywhere. Amen? Got to turn the ignition. Then the voice of the Lord begins to come, a power and majesty. And then it begins to break thing and release this and bring birth to this. Look at that. I mean, I've really studied this psalm. It's really amazing picture allegorically of what God's voice does. And then the glory comes. And it said, as in a temple, everybody speaks of His glory. You know, when the glory comes, it's all you want to talk about. The presence of God's glory. And then look what happened, verse 10. The Lord sits on the flood. The Lord sits king forever. It says the flood, there's other places, particularly in Psalm 32, in the floods of great waters, verse 6, that speaks of the enemy. When the enemy comes in, like what? When the Lord sits on the flood. In other words, the Lord is sitting on top of your deal. Satan is under His feet. You don't have to fear anything. The Lord is sovereign. And then He sits enthroned. Suddenly, there's the glory of God, the authority of the kingship of Jesus. And look at the last verse. I love it. The Lord will what? Give strength. And the Lord will bless His peace with people with peace. And you know, the problem is, guys, all of us, we go to the Lord and we say, Lord, I need peace. Lord, I need strength. I need power to overcome this. I need, and you know what? Here's the prescription. We start reading Psalm 29 from the back end. He says, would you like strength? Dunamis, power, anointing, ability to overcome and rest in peace. Would you like peace? It passes all those things. Yes, yes. How do you do it? Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord pure faith. Amen? And as you worship Him and praise Him in spite of everything, guys, then the voice of the Lord, the rhema begins to be released. The warfare happens. The liberty happens. And then guess what? As a byproduct, you turn around and you notice there's all this peace in the midst. And all this strength and ability to overcome. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's all stand. I want us right now. Okay, guys, listen. We heard the word, now we do it. Amen? Lord, I pray as we enter in by faith right now and worship, that in your mercy you would loose the anointing for strength, for power, for peace, and healing. Come, Holy Ghost, let's worship. Oh, Lord, praise you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, worship. Give thanks. Draw nigh to the Lord this morning. Give unto the Lord this morning. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Lord, I pray you would loose your voice. You would speak the rhema. Right now, Lord, you would speak the rhema, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, speak your rhema word. Come, Holy Ghost. Lord, the word that sets the captive. Lord, the word we need, the quickening, the encouragement. The encouraging word, Lord. The releasing word. Lord, the word that releases your glory in our life, oh Lord. Lift us, Lord. It would break the flames of tormenting fire. It would bring to birth new and fresh things, oh. The majesty, the God of glory would thunder in our life and show the enemy for who he is, Lord. Nothing. Come, Lord, quicken. We open ourselves. Speak your word to help us to hear. Lord, we want your peace and your. We give unto you. You give. If you have any ailment, right now, I want you to put your hand on the part of your body that you need. Just put your hand wherever it is, wherever it hurts. And if it's your whole body, just put it on your head. Just put your hand, come on, wherever it hurts, on your foot, your leg, maybe your kidneys, your spine, or your back. Come on, just put your hand there right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray, wherever these hands are, I pray you would loose the healing grace, your healing anointing in the room. In your mercy, heal. Right now, you said you confirm your words with signs following. I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, you would loose healing oil. Oil of the Spirit, flow right now. Flow, flow, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, just flow. I'm sensing, actually, something like oil flowing out from under a door. Lord, I pray you'd open that door in the name of Jesus. Open that door in the Spirit. It wouldn't just flow up under the door. It would flow out. Come. Open the door in the Spirit, O Lord. Jesus. Just flow right now. Your oil. Healing oil in the room. Healing oil in the room. Healing oil. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch in Jesus' name. Touch in the name of the Lord. Touch and heal. Heal now in Jesus' name. Come, Lord. Break through, Lord. Break the flames of fire of torment in people's minds. Lord, put out the fire in Jesus. The cedars of Lebanon speaks of strongholds, Lord. Break them, smash them in Jesus' name. Smash them in the name of Jesus. Come with strength, Lord. We are weak. Be strong. Take a deep breath. Receive. Receive. Come, oil of the Spirit. Touch right now. I pray you heal. Heal, Lord. Attention. There's a tension in somebody right now. Somebody, I hear the word in your memory. You're right here. It's a release. Release the tension. It's a mind control. I release in Jesus' name the tightness in Jesus' name, the gripping tension born of anxiety and fear and yielding and listening. I hate the spirit. I hate that spirit in Jesus' name. Take it in the name of the Lord. Go. Loose. What I speak, peace. That passes understanding, confound the thoughts of unbelief in the name of Jesus. Trust. Build trust, Lord. Enable the trust, O Lord Jesus. Come. Release. Release. Undo the vice. I kind of see a vice. Undo the vice in Jesus' name. Back off. Headaches. There's headaches and strain. And it's gone all the way back down your back. It's tightened up your muscles. Come and loosen in the name of Jesus. Go all the way back. I pray you just loosen right now. Lord, let the oil just flow right now down the back, the shoulders, right down the spine, around the muscles, Lord Jesus, all the way back down to the base of the spine. Come, Holy Ghost. Loosen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loosen. Come on, start bending a little bit if that's you. Just can't bend around a little bit. Lean forward. Do something you couldn't do before. Who's feeling that tension? Kind of a tension up here, and it's just kind of getting up in your back and your neck. Who is it? Bend in the name of Jesus. How many have a difficult time just bending? Holy Kishindaladi, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise. We want to worship and bow down and give glory to the Lord. Lord, come and do what you want to do in our life tonight. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Open the prison doors. Open the prison doors to those that are... Somebody has a heaviness right down, kind of a heavy lump right down here. Is this your sternum or whatever? Just kind of a heaviness, kind of a... Like you feel like you want to sigh because of this. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray you give the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen? Lord, I pray you wrap us with, as we praise, and if that's you, just begin to praise Jesus. And say, Lord, bring your garment on me. Wrap me with the garment of praise. Come on, worship him. Now, spirit of heaviness, go in the name of Jesus. Heaviness, just kind of, it doesn't even make sense. It's not even connected to your brain. It's just kind of a heavy, kind of it weighs you down. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that spirit. It's a spirit. I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord. I will not allow a spirit to hinder me from entering into his courts. Now, spirit of heaviness, spirit of depression or gloom or despair or hopelessness or despondency or fatalism, or I take your power. I take your power in the name of Jesus. I take you. I slice between you in Jesus' name. Let go. Take a deep breath if that's you. Let it go. Come on, breathe it out in the name of Jesus. Breathe it out. Out of your belly will flow rivers, rivers of living water. Breathe out the heaviness. Boy, you give praise to the Lord. He gives a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Come on, loosen every physical malady attached to that thing in Jesus' name. Every encumbrance, everything that's dragging you down, any sickness or fever or feverishness or tiredness or losing energy, loss of energy, with depletion of energy in the system. I take its power. I take it as a result of that heaviness. Take your power in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath, man. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, I kind of heard that too. Unbelief is spirit. If there's unbelief in you right now, just confess that. Say, Lord, forgive me. A lot of times, guys, and this is something I'm thankful for the revival, because it's really lifted my faith. And we tend to be guilty of slipping into, you know, the same old. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Lord, help mine unbelief. Lord, help me believe, the man said. Lord, forgive us for unbelief. Help us to believe that God is here now wanting to set you free. Guys, unbelief is sin. Forgive us, O Lord. Open our eyes to the freshness of the Spirit. I want the gifts to operate, man. Do you? Do you want them? It takes faith. It says, yes, Lord, I believe. You operate through the gifts. More, Lord. God wants to move in prophetic words in this place. I look for the day there's been prophetic words, and as the Spirit's moving, somebody has a word here, and it's just the very thing you've been looking for, man, the very thing you've been crying out. There's our prophetic word to set you free. More, Lord. Let's just stay open another moment or two before the Lord. Let him do what he wants to do. Let him do, man. Let the Spirit cook. Somebody right now, you were just wondering. The thought went through your mind. You know, I wonder what the Lord is. Is the Lord going to use me? Is the Lord going to... And I just heard the Holy Spirit say, quit wondering. Trust. He will. He is. He is. He is. Quit wondering. Give thanks and declare, God will use me, for greater is He that's in me. The Lord wants to get you out of wondering whether God will use you. God wants to use you right now. Just say, yes, Lord, I'm available. I will be used of the Lord. The enemy sometimes puts doubts and says, you know, maybe God will use all these other people, but not you, man. You're just such a whatever. The truth is, they're whatevers too. All of us are. It's in our weakness He's strong. Satan, you're a liar. We thank you, Jesus, that we can declare the truth. We can decree that God will use us in Jesus' name. We will not buy the lies of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Body, and the Lord would encourage you this morning. The Lord would encourage you that you're wondering, oh gosh, I want to be used. The Lord says to you right now, He will. He is right now. Trust Him. Declare it to be so. Get out of that place of wondering and puzzlement. Trust in Him. Honor Him. Give thanks to Him. Step out in boldness. In your weakness, you will do mighty works and mighty acts. This week, Lord, I pray that you would convict us to be available to you and the little promptings of the Holy Ghost this week, as like these the Buckley kids, just, you know, willing to go out there and encounter someone. Lo and behold, run into a lady whose husband just passed. You never know what these needs are. My gosh, we have no idea. People we see every day, the hurt they carry. Lord, convict us this week to come back next week with a bunch of testimonies, Lord, how we got out of our little world, our little universe, and we're available to the hurting and needs of others. And Jesus, as a result, you come behind us and bless us beyond what we can conceive. And we just speak a blessing over everyone here now as we go and have time of fellowship. Nobody said.
For more audio teachings like these, please visit newwineonline.com.